And our community connection this morning, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity to welcome in, I'm not sure I get the title right, area director. I would have called you executive director, probably not wrong, but not the right title. Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters. You brought a friend along. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Charlie.
And before we get talking about really the main mission, I want to make sure people get the opportunity. Is it too late to sign up to Bowl, to be part of Bowl for Kids' Sake?
No, not if you can raise money in a week.
Well,
and that has happened.
I would say there are some amazing fundraisers out there,
yes,
who have the sphere of influence that they can walk up to their friends and say, "I need $100 or whatever," you know.
Well, we have an event this tomorrow night, mm-hmm, and then we have a bowl event next Thursday the 25th and Friday the 26th. So there's still three opportunities next week to get signed up for a bowling event.
I think it's a fun way to raise money, and I would probably wish that some of the other nonprofits could do it in a fun manner the way you guys do, which is great.
Well, thank you. We do have fun. It's pretty exciting this year. We've had some new teams, mm-hmm, that are coming on and some new sponsors, so that's good.
And is something that nearly any age group, nearly any physical ability, unless you are, well, I'm not even sure if you're limited by a wheelchair device, you could probably still bowl.
Right. It's not about the bowling. It's about the money. And the bowling is just the fun party for those people who participated. And really, I would say 98% of the people who bowl in Bowl for Kids' Sake do it once a year, mm-hmm, for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And we give you a score of 100 to start off with. So.
Well, there you go. So you can't even hardly be a loser. It's a good deal. Just don't loft the ball too much.
Yeah, the last 2 years we've been doing, I think it's called 9-pin no tap. So it's a much faster and easier kind of way to bowl, and people have been enjoying it.
Yeah, I'll say it's the most visible fundraiser of the year for you. I believe it's your largest fundraiser of the year. Am I right on that one?
Yes, Bowl for Kids' Sake is our largest annual fundraiser, and then we also have a dinner and auction called The Big Event, and that's always the last Saturday in August.
Yeah, and they are both fun to be at. I've had the privilege of being at each of them at least once. I think I can say that. And the mission goes on. I've never talked to anybody, either a big or a little, that have had a bad experience as far as Big Brothers Big Sisters is concerned. Every outcome seems to be great.
Well, I mean, we have variations of great, but everybody that participates as a big, some of our bigs have had more difficult and challenging situations, but they would also say that they got something out of it themselves, and the kids, you know, have gotten something out of it. Sometimes you don't know what they're getting out of it until they're a little bit older, mm-hmm, and they don't know what they're getting out of it until they're a little bit older, just kind of like your own kids,
yeah,
you know?
Well, but it's always something that they will take with them for life. It's an experience that maybe they were doing something they like or something they were trying for the first time, and we hope they liked it, with somebody that they get along well with.
Well, and sometimes it's just a small kindness, or somebody that listened to them, somebody that believed in them or showed up for them that they could trust and depend on. And you hear stories all the time about somebody who remembers a kindness that changed their life, and the person who did the kindness barely remembers doing it, but it had a very big impact on the recipient. And I think that any time we can be involved positively in another person's life, whether that's being a big brother, big sister, or in any area of our life, I think we have the opportunity to bless somebody else.
Well, and I think it goes down to something that I was talking with the folks from the Suicide Prevention Coalition with on Tuesday morning. Be a friend. And that kind of covers a lot of the mission. Be a friend.
Right. And when people ask, you know, if they could be a good big brother, big sister, like, if you know how to be a friend and you're willing to involve a child in things that you're already doing, then yes.
And I think sometimes many of the bigs that I talk to also mention, as far as doing something that maybe they might not have done that particular day, but because they've developed a friendship with the little, they're willing to go out of their way a little bit and do something for them.
Right.
So it works out, in my opinion, both ways.
Yes, it does.
You brought a friend along.
I did. Brian O'Neill is a big brother. Mm-hmm. Was matched last September. And Andy's also on our board. And he also is one of the company coordinators for the Phillips 66 teams. But today he's here primarily in his role as a big brother. And I wanted him to share his experience of being a big brother, because I think it's always important for people to hear from the people who are actually out there doing the work.
Well, and I think, first of all, Brian, good morning. Nice to have you in here
this morning. Glad to be here.
And looking at it, I think both from your perspective, we can talk either as board member, but let's start off. What made you decide to step up? Were you already on the board and then became a big, or vice versa? What was your experience stepping up with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, actually, when my wife and I were transferred here to Bartlesville 5 years ago, we fell in love with community right away. And we're looking for more ways to get involved. So we joined, we're avid runners, so we joined Run the Streets, which is an amazing program here in town. Mm-hmm. So I really, really enjoyed the mentoring aspect of that. And at my wife's suggestion last summer, joined Big Brothers Big Sisters as a mentor and was matched, as Charlene said, in September. And it's been a lot of fun for me. It's extremely rewarding as an adult to see almost immediate impact on some of these kids' life just by being a positive and consistent presence in their life. It really, you can see right away it makes a big difference.
Yeah, and I hope you'll talk a little more about your relationship with your little, but when I talk with the kids, and frequently it's the school program, but either way, when I talk with the kids, their face lights up when they're talking about their friend, their big.
That's right. We can... Like I say, it's a minimum investment of my time for such a large reward that I see in my little. We just do things like go out for ice cream, shoot baskets at the Y, play pool over at the Family Life Center. We meet about once a week, spend a little bit of time together, listen to how his day's going, just provide some positive influence and support.
So it sounds like you're having fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's as volunteer goes, this is not work at all.
Yeah, and I think that's the story or variations on that story that I hear all the time, again, whether it's the community program or the school program, is that basically for an hour or longer, you're out there having fun. And I've heard experiences of, you know, going to a baseball game in Tulsa to learn miniature golf or do other things just to go do something together and be doing the same thing at the same time at the same place.
That's right. It's exactly right. Just spending time together. You've got it.
Yeah. Was it much of do you even think about it very long, or was this something that just the common sense of it hit you right away and said, yeah, let's do it?
No, I didn't think about it very, very long at all. You know, I think reflecting, now that I'm an adult, reflecting back on what shaped me into the person I am today, we've all had those people that come along in various stages of our life that really made an impact. Mm-hmm. And I think it's our responsibility as adults to search out and find ways to give back and help shape our community. And I think by mentoring youth, that is an easy and obvious way to do that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think nearly every one of us can point to a neighbor, a Sunday school teacher, a teacher, the parent of a friend, somebody, some adult somewhere said, hey, straighten up and let's do this.
That's right. As Charlene said, maybe it was just a nice comment at the right time. It made a big impact.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something, and I know you haven't been doing it all that long. And some bigs that I talk to say, you know, I can remember 2, 3, 4, or 5 years ago, whatever, when we first got together and we did this or that. But there are probably already some memorable experiences for you.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things I can think of right now is being beaten by my little playing pool, so he really was able to embarrass me pretty well, and he let it show.
And that's a date he can circle on the calendar.
I hope so.
I don't think it is, but because of the way you're talking about it, but do you find yourself looking forward to getting together, you know, and I don't know when you do whatever you do, Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, let's go do this, and I'm really kind of looking forward to this one?
Yeah, that's right. We chat a little bit ahead of time about what sounds good to do, but it doesn't have to be anything big or expensive. It could just be hanging out, getting ice cream, and visiting for a little bit. So it is, for me, it's an enjoyable time no matter what.
And if you were talking to somebody like me, who maybe make some comment about, well, you know, I guess I could do something on, you know, Friday afternoons at 2, you know, would you encourage them to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, absolutely. What I would say is it's an extremely rewarding experience with minimal investment. So absolutely.
Okay. We will, I'm sorry, can you go out, Charlie, quick?
I was just going to say we have both a school-based program, mm-hmm. which they do need to be available in that 3:30 to 4:30 time frame, but the community-based program, the activities are going to take place in the community, usually in the evenings,
right.
Weekends, when, and they'll be as varied as the people involved.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, how you can get involved, and of course your financial contributions are a big part as well. We'll continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time on A Community Connection, and again, Charlene Dew and Brian O'Neill in to talk to us about Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And Charlene, whether it is the community program or the school program, it seems to me, looking at it from the outside, as though the needs are always being covered, but you always need one or two or three more people.
Oh, yes. We have about 30 children that are waiting for a mentor. And some of those kids have been waiting 6 months, a year, and a half.
That's too long.
That's way too long in the life of anybody, particularly a child. We have about 20 boys that need Big Brothers, and we have about 10 girls that need Big Sisters. And people often forget about this, but we do have big couple matches. So mm-hmm. if there's a couple that, you know, either don't have children yet, or they're on the other side and their kids are out of the house and they want to do something together, then I would encourage them to explore that opportunity. Usually a couple, they're screened separately, but usually they're matched with a boy, mm-hmm. Because that's our highest need. Yes, we're really trying to target those target the kids that are already on the waiting list to get them the matches that they need so they get off the bulletin board and into an active one-to-one mentoring relationship.
And I'm sure somebody's out there saying, well, yeah, but I'm sure the screening process is kind of like the Spanish Inquisition. Yes, you do interview them, and it's probably a pretty rigorous look, but it's not something people need to be afraid of. Let's go in and talk.
No, we ask for an application. We do a background criminal history and driving record background check. We do an in-person interview. It is an extensive interview, but the purpose of the interview is for us to get to know you, mm-hmm. and for us to be able to understand what your picture of being a big mentor is, what your interests, personality are, what your life experiences are, so that we can match you with the appropriate child. Because we match on the basis of personality, common interests, what the child's needs are, and what your life experiences are. And the better we match that, then the better the relationship gets off to a good start. And if you think about it, that's how you have your friends.
Sure. Just paraphrasing what I think I hear you saying, it's pretty easy most of the time to say, yeah, you're qualified. It's just a matter of finding, you know, is it youngster A, B, C, or D?
Right. And I would encourage people to just give us a call. We'll be happy to answer any questions that they have. We're not going to strong arm you into it just because you called us and asked us a question, because we want people to be informed, and we want, you know, people to come in, because we are asking for at least a year's commitment, hopefully 2 years or longer. We have had matches that have lasted 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. course, everybody has to, nobody has to move out of the community, and all things have to align for that to happen. But we have some long-term matches, and there's two ways that we protect children. One is the screening that we do of volunteers on the front side. The other is the match support that we provide once they're matched. So a professional match support specialist will talk to the volunteer, the child, and the parent once a month for the first year, whatever. And our match support specialists have, our staff is very stable. We've been here, you know, 9 to 15 years. So they have a lot of experience in the community as well as supporting matches.
And I think when it comes to the need, it seems like there's always, you know, some youngster that you just found out about that I'm drawing a probably oversimplification here, but you thought you had all the matches done, and here's one more youngster that just showed up.
Well, we always have a waiting list because you have to have a pool, and we are all getting, we get referrals from the schools primarily. So we always have kids waiting. And our hope is that that is a short list, and that they're, the time they've been waiting is a short time. And so we're really trying to match the children that have been on there the longest.
And this is not just a Bartlesville Dewey program. You I mean, the organization is much bigger. If somebody lives in Copan or Ramona or wherever.
Right. We serve all of Washington County. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma has six, is a statewide organization, has six locations: Bartlesville, Tulsa, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Norman, and Shawnee. And so there's, it covers the state. And the, there's a new program just about to start out in Ponca City.
Great. So that, that really, maybe not the whole state, but a large portion of it, the, some pretty big dots.
Right.
As far as the time commitment, again, we're talking basically, you can always extend it, I'm sure, but basically an hour or so every week?
Yeah, we say a few hours a few times a month.
Okay.
Because we don't want people getting too hung up on the, it has to be an hour every week.
Right.
Because we've had people say, but I could do it every 10 days. I'm like, you know.
That works.
Fine. The most important piece is that it's consistent and that the child knows that they can trust you to show up again and that you're going to be in touch with them.
Yeah.
And that they have a consistent relationship.
And some of those relationships, I know you've mentioned this in the past, even as the youngster is off to college, they still will keep in touch, email or whatever, and maybe it's not the same face-to-face relationship, but frequently they go on well after the program requirements are done.
Right, and that's especially true for the mentors in the Low Family Young Scholars Program, which we partner with, and we provide the mentoring infrastructure for the mentoring component of the Low Family Young Scholars Program. And those mentors have been with those youth for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, and they are, when they keep up with them even after they've gone to college to, you know, to more or less degree. But I run into Biggs frequently because I've been here for 26 years. I run into big brothers or big sisters in the community who still are in touch with their littles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really nice to see as
yeah.
well.
And it's been a few years, but I remember talking with some of the particularly one big at one of the school sites that I think this man was on his third or fourth little through the school program and just couldn't say enough good things about all the great times they've had together.
Yeah, well, that's what we like to hear.
For the school program, sometimes that frequently is even a upper level student, high school student, that can spend some time with a youngster, or is it always an adult?
No, actually our school-based program is primarily high school mentors, and we are the only site in the state that uses high school mentors, but I cannot say enough good about a lot of our high school kids. I think sometimes are better than adults because they just, when they're presented with a problem, it's like, well, I should probably resolve this and talk to my match support specialist. And they just kind of intuitively just do it. Whereas sometimes you'll hear an adult say, well, they shouldn't have done that. Or they should say thank you. Well, they don't, because nobody taught them, which is why they have you.
Mm-hmm.
So if they if they didn't have any needs, they wouldn't need you, you know. If we take high school volunteers at, they have to be 15 and a half to apply, mm-hmm. and we're really trying to recruit that second semester sophomore so that we get that 2 years before they graduate, and that they are the primary volunteers in our site-based program, because here it is an after school mm-hmm. hours, so it's in that 3:30, 3:40 to 4:30 time frame. Can be 4 to 5 if the child is part of an after school program.
Okay.
Really lends itself best to high school, college, retired, or the type of job where they're not working in that hour.
Yeah.
It makes it much more difficult for someone who's employed to get away in that time frame.
I can see where that would be a great opportunity for the retiree, maybe somebody who might have grandkids but not here, and
right.
kind of fulfill that grandparent experience even though the grandkids are a couple of states away.
Right, or somebody who wants a location because they meet at the child's school, so they want to meet at the school. They're not really wanting to provide transportation, so they just go to the school, they spend that hour 15 minutes, and they do that once a week during the academic school year.
Yeah. Brian, thank you so much for your commitment, both as a board member and as a big. Sound like you're having a great time, and I think I heard some great recommendations from you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you'd like to help, if you'd like to donate, just you know, write a check, send, I don't care, $100 to Big Brothers Big Sisters. You can either drop it off at the office or send it in. I don't know your mailing address, but you'd take it.
The mailing address is 320 Southeast Delaware, Suite 7, Bartlesville. Anybody who'd want to donate to a bowler can either call our office or go to the bfksbartlesville.org, which is our website, which probably is on the radio hard to like capture all of that, but just call our office.
Yeah,
I do want to say the youth bowl that we had last week, we had 24 teams of youth from grades 6 to 12,
mm-hmm.
and the kids raised about over $6,000. So that was quite successful.
They have good
and
reason.
They had a great fun time.
I say they have good reason to be very satisfied with that. That's great. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, if you'd like to get involved in any manner as a big or as a fundraiser or probably even volunteer for board service, give them a call. And again, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Bartlesville, bbbsbeville.org or something like that.
No.
No?
Let's just go with the phone number.
Okay.
918-213-4524 is my direct line, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
It's 918-213-4524.
Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
In Holman Hunt's great picture called The Light of the World, we see one with patient, gentle face standing at a door which is ivy-covered.